Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. And I've got to plug my computer in. That's what I've got to do as level two begins. Man, why is everything so small? Stupid MacBooks, man. Dear God, man. Like, it's 2021, man. Like, make things easier. I got a new MacBook Pro. And the MacBook Pro has no USB port. Because that makes sense, doesn't it, Matthias, right? Like, dude, these holes, they're like pinholes, Matthias. You got to get a special adapter and charger and like why? Like, it's a damn computer. Like, what do you mean it doesn't have, like, dude, I didn't know this. I didn't look. Like, I didn't go shopping for a computer, Matthias. I went in, I was like, just give me the new MacBook Pro, man. I was the easiest sale ever. The kid loved me because he got a commission at the store, the big box store, Best Buy. Like, the kids get a commission. I was the easiest sale ever. He goes, do you want to know about the specs? I was like, no, I don't. I was like, just get it in a box. I got to go. Like, type thing. I literally just bought it. I come home. I sit down. I open it. And I look. I'm like, where do I plug the microphone in? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, how do you turn this thing on? Where's, like, the holes? Where are the holes, man? There's no plugs, Matthias. Like, dude, and their little charger. It's like a headphone jack, Matthias. Like, I try to plug this in. And as people see, I'm squinting. I can't see this goddamn hole. You know what I mean?
Why are the adapters so expensive? Like, why do I have to pay an extra $50 to plug in my headset and my chargers and all the other junk?
How did they get so big hustling people like this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. I went on the advice of people. They were like, no, get the MacBook. It runs best for the operations we're running. I'm like, all right. If you guys say so. So I figure I was even like, wow. Even me, I impressed myself. I was like, wow, I got a brand new MacBook. I never had one like this. Like, you know what I mean? I got the 2021 model brand new MacBook. Hey, the camera's great. I got to tell you that. But, dude, everything's like touchscreen. There's like some sort of touch bar and stuff. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, Matthias. I'm like, yeah, you know, you're a little younger than I am. I actually sat here the other night for like 10 minutes, bro, trying to figure out how to turn it off. Like, I didn't just want to close it. I wanted to turn it off. And this is almost embarrassing. I had to look on YouTube. I'm like, how to turn off a new MacBook Pro. And, dude, it's like, you know, hold this, touch bar that, screen this. When you set the damn computer up, it asks you for your fingerprints. It says, no, never lose your password. We'll remember your fingerprints. Like, I'm not under arrest. Suck it. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, including the mightier 1090, kicking it with us live on this Sunday night edition of the program. We kick it six nights a week. Basically every night except Saturday night. We're going to be with you 9 o'clock Pacific, of course, midnight Eastern, Sirius XM, channel 204, Sports Map radio affiliates, Sports Byline radio affiliates, the Armed Forces Radio Network, and everybody else in between. So welcome to the party here. Are we having fun yet or what? The National Football League regular season is here. Who ruined your Sunday? I hope that you crushed the book, that you made money. I did not. I didn't really lose money. Make money, and I've been on a roll for the last like 2-3 months gambling. I've become much more disciplined for some reason. I don't know what happened. It's like, I don't know, It's like somebody came and like switched, you know, my brain or something like that. I've completely changed and I've become more of a long-term big plan gambler recently. But now that the National Football League is here, you know, you get football fever. We've been doing pretty good with college, actually. And I want to get into some college talk and get into the polls and everything. And how about that Michigan Wolverines, baby? Hail to the victor is right. But today, it came at me a little fast. I'm just being, you know, fully honest. For me personally, I stayed up too late. I couldn't sleep. And it was one of those, I wasn't like I couldn't sleep like, oh, like a kid before Christmas. Oh, it's kickoff. But it actually took me hours to go over everything. And next thing I know, and I'm on the West Coast, for those of you on the East Coast. So by the time I look up and I'm like, oh, my God, it's 6 in the morning. And kickoff is at 10 in the morning. Right? So I put all my bets in overnight because I knew, you know, I mean, I was late night. I did a podcast last night on Patreon, and I put in all the picks because I even said, I said, I got to get these picks in. I don't like betting like last minute before early in the morning. But then it was week one, boom. Everything just sort of happened fast today. And
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When it was all said and done, I didn't really make any big mistakes. The only mistake I made, I put a lot of money on Aaron Rodgers. That's why he upset me. In-game passing yards. I was like, how is he not going to throw for 230 yards? They're losing 17-0. Well, one way he's not going to throw for 233 yards is if he doesn't play and he quits and he taps out. Who are you, Conor McGregor? If I want to watch someone tap out...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. There's no more countdown. Football is here, as so is Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Let's do this thing. Babano. The National Football League regular season has begun. We still have Monday night to break down, and we will do that. We'll also take a look at week two of the National Football League and the numbers that have been posted. Always good, Babano. How you doing tonight?
Very good, Gabe. And today was that realization. I know we had Dallas and Tampa Bay Thursday night. It was a great football game. But that first Sunday where you have 6+ hours straight, you got the red zone channel on all day. You're going from game to game, moment to moment, scoring play to scoring play. That's when it truly feels like the NFL is back. And it was nice to have that feeling again.
Yeah, you know, it's been wall-to-wall football. It's great to have it back. You know, college football, CFL football, and now NFL football. As far as your picks are concerned, when it was all said and done, how did you do today with your best bets?
That's the best part. It was a very good day. I mean, my three good top sides, I guess, strongest sides were Arizona, plus the points was Cleveland hanging on, although, man, that got scary down the stretch of that game.
Hey, win's
and
a win.
The Denver Broncos, a team that I was very high on, taking it to the New York Giants. So it was those were my three top sides. They won, lost some totals. You know, you can't win them all. Got to mention the losers, too. I mean, Arizona-Tennessee, that's already an early candidate for a brutal beat to the over. I mean, 51 points in the first three quarters and not a single point in the fourth quarter because Arizona's shutting it down and with a big lead, and Tennessee's got no urgency to come back because they've already lost the game. So a really, really, really tough beat on the over there. But I can't complain, Gabe. It was a solid day.
Yeah, it was one of those deals today, wasn't it, Babano? There's more unders than overs. But you notice it was like the games that people thought would be a track meet didn't get there. Or barely got there. And, you know, games that people, like, I don't think people thought there'd be 51 points scored between the Vikings and the Bengals. I certainly, Babano, and I'm the first to admit, although I will pat myself on the back, I was all over the Houston Texans on the money line and plus the points, but I lost with the total. So I went 2-1 there, but I had one of the ones was the money line. But I, man, 58 points in that game. That's, I swear, but you see that. You see that sometimes in football, guys, where you're like, look at these two offenses. How the hell are these two teams even going to get to 20? And then they put up 58 points.
I think the Jacksonville Jaguars made the case to be the worst team in football. It may not even be close.
Worse than Atlanta?
I saw today.
Atlanta was pretty bad. It's a good, it's a good debate to have. I was going to ask you, actually, and, you know, asking people, you know, who are you most impressed with and who are you the least impressed with today? Jacksonville makes your least impressed list?
Atlanta's pretty close because I watched a lot of that Eagles-Falcons game. I saw an offensive line that got overwhelmed. I saw Matt Ryan that's completely hit the wall. I saw a defense that couldn't stop anything that got torched through the air by Jalen Hurts, who's not even the best quarterback that they're going to face this year, not even close.
Hurts is pretty good, though. Hurts can make plays. And, hey, Babano, you know, we're ripping these bad teams. You know who's a candidate for worst team in the league right now if we're doing power rankings? The Green Bay effing Packers, bro. That was a disgrace.
That was ugly. That was ugly, but I have hope they're going to be better,
yes,
much better
as early
as next week. I don't have that for Jacksonville or Atlanta after what I saw today. Those look like teams that are in rupture. Look, last year, the thing with Atlanta, Gabe, is they had O-line issues. They couldn't stop anybody on defense. And I didn't see any of those areas improve today. Not at all. In fact, they might have even gotten worse.
Ian Cameron, A.K. Babano, kicking it with us. I'm actually really surprised. I'm not surprised Jacksonville lost. We were on it. I like the Atlanta win total to the under as well. And I don't take wins and losses. And you know, Babano, and everyone knows tuning in, I follow the preseason closely, right? And I did well betting on it. But you can't equate wins and losses and stuff, right? With, like, if they had a good camp or they had a good, you know, preseason. But the Atlanta Falcons, Babano, which they're brutal all the time, bro. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, they're just always bad. Like, they've shown us nothing. And how uninspiring is that? Like, you know what I mean? You're 3-point favorites and you end up losing 32-6. There was a lot of bad football today, but man, we got to put the New York Giants on the loser list. Good call by you on the Denver Broncos, but, you know, it was just terrible, bad football by the New York Giants, but man, it was just bad football. It's the best way of putting it.
It was bad football. I mean, it was, absolutely. The offense moved the ball at a lot of times in that game, but the red zone, they imploded time and time and time again. Daniel Jones couldn't hang on to the football last year, fumbled. Those were issues, and he had that issue again today.
I can't defend him here. I can't.
Absolutely awful. Joe Judge, man, you got to know, don't throw the challenge flag on a play that's being automatically reviewed because it's a scoring play. I mean, how stupid can you be? I mean, talk about a mental mistake. I mean, talk about just forgetting, you know, what the rules are. You know, I know it's, you only lose a touchdown, you know, or a timeout, I should say. But still, I mean, what if that timeout, you need it? And it's a close game with 2-3 minutes to go in the game. So Joe Judge, you just can't throw a challenge flag when it's a scoring play because you know it's automatically reviewed. They're going to charge you a timeout, and that's exactly what happened. So it was everything for the Giants. You know, the offense.
The Giants are a mess, Babano.
Yep.
Too, because you know what, with the Giants, Babano, too, with Joe Judge? So I'm sure, like, it's going to come, and obviously, you know, people, well, Gettleman, right? And the general manager. Gettleman didn't hire Joe Judge, right? So it's a weird dynamic there, Babano. The GM didn't hire the coach. The coach is clearly, I don't know, it's one game, Babano, so I don't want to judge, but it was last year too. But, you know, pardon the pun as far as Judge is concerned, but when can we judge this guy? And you can do all the rah-rah stuff you want. You can knock out an offensive line coach and punch him out if you want. You can make your players run laps and be a Donnie tough guy all the time. But if the wins don't come, Babano, at some point in time, they're going to have to say, look, we made the wrong hire. But I'll be honest, I've defended Daniel Jones, and I don't think he's in the best situation. You saw the game, and you were on Denver. The kid was running for his life, Babano. You know what I mean?
The
offensive
terrible.
Line it's of the awful. Giants is brutal, yeah. Like you said.
They've whipped on Andrew Thomas last year in the draft. That hasn't helped either.
Exactly. That's Gettleman. That's a Gettleman pick. But my point is, Babano, it's just bad all around. Like, the mayors are the owners. They're the ones that hire Judge. Bad hire. It's clear Gettleman's players are not coming together. And Daniel Jones, is it 100% his fault? No. But at some point in time as well, I mean, you don't get 7 years to prove yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems to me that everything's just bad. The quarterback is out of sync. The coaching staff sucks. And the GM is, like, on the hot seat. The GM's going to get fired for sure. And we're going to fire Gettleman and then hire a new GM and we'll keep Joe Judge. Man, that's a mess of an organization right now, Babano.
Well, you mentioned it. There's no congruency. There's no continuity. There's no, we're all aligned.
Yeah, at least like the Lions are all on the same page. Yeah. We're building together here, guys. You know what I mean? Like, at least they're on the same page. You're right.
Yeah. So that's an issue. It's a top-down organization that's in it's a bit of a mess right
and
now.
And oh, yeah, by the way, they gave $1 trillion to Galladay, right? Like, so, like, they've spent money, and they haven't spent it wisely. Like, why would you give a wide receiver all that money? When your offensive line sucks, when your defense sucks, like, why would you do that?
I was disappointed with the Giants' defense a little bit because I did think their defense would be pretty decent. But in the red zone, their defense was awful in the game today. And if not for Teddy Bridgewater fumble, or there was a fumble for Denver that the Giants recovered, you know, it could have been another touchdown in the red zone for the Denver Broncos today. So the defense, especially inside the 20, just wasn't good enough for the Giants. And that was the difference in the game. The Giants' offense was imploding in the red zone today, and the Denver Broncos were executing in the red zone, finishing drives. That's the difference.
I give you credit, Babano, and for shame on me, because I did take the New York Giants.
Teddy Bridgewater on the road, man. I don't have the ATS numbers off the top of my head, but I know they're pretty close. And he's like 78% ATS for his entire career as a starting quarterback. It really is amazing.
Yeah, well, it's not 78 anymore because he lost like six games in a row or something with Carolina. But I'm not disputing Teddy Bridgewater's an ATM machine. He has been in his career. And hey, Denver, a good football team. They lose Jerry Jeudy, though, moving forward.
Yep.
That's not good for them. And Jerry Jeudy's going to be.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Out for a little while. We spoke with Dr. David Chow earlier tonight, pro football doc, a longtime doctor of the Chargers, obviously, and runs profootballdoc.com. And he said, you know, maybe late October type thing for Jeudy. Like later, halfway through the season type thing, which is better than nothing. But he wasn't the only one that went down. And in fact, on the other side, we'll talk about a football game involving the New York Giants and an injured quarterback. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Grid. We're having fun yet. Football is back. We're kicking it. Sirius XM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks. The loudest station in the nation. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, kicking with us. So, Babano, we were talking about the dysfunctionalness of, I don't even know if that's a word, but it sounds good. The dysfunctionalness. It's probably dysfunctionality.
Dysfunctionality. There you go.
I like dysfunctionalness. Why can't that be a word? Why can't that be a word, Babano? But, hey, they're playing on Thursday Night Football, Babano, so it's a perfect segue into the next game up. Well, we'll get into Monday Night Football, obviously, but first game up, week two. And speaking of injuries, Fitzpatrick is going to be out. So it's going to be Heinicke. Heinicke's going to get the call here. He's a good quarterback. I don't really have a problem with Heinicke. Now we have a full week. It's a division game, and, man, the Giants are going to be a desperate team here. Babano, I'm seeing even fours on the board right now. What do you make of the opening number? I'm not going to put you on the hot seat for a pick, but what do you make of the opening number here? Big Blue versus Washington football team, both 0-1.
So in recent years, it's obviously been talked about that the Thursday night road teams traveling on the short week, it's a difficult spot. It's not usually a good bet to bet on them. However, earlier in the season, it is usually the better chance you have success in that spot.
And Babano, let me just jump in and quickly say, too, New York City, or I should say MetLife, Meadowlands, to Washington is not a real road trip, bro. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to take them an hour. You know what I mean?
So it's a week two. Thursday night game, which is good because you don't want the Thursday night travel spot going on the road, especially if it's longer travel, say midway through the season
or the second half
of the year. That is a much more difficult situation than obviously what the New York Giants are going to face here on Thursday night. That being said, I also want the good coaching staff usually if I'm going to back a team on Thursday night on the short week to get their team aligned, ready to go, good game plan, good week of practice, be ready to, and prepared. I'm not ready to trust Joe Judge and his staff over Ron Rivera. I'm not, especially after what I saw today. I know the early money, I think, has come in a little bit on Washington. And look, I know Taylor Heineke's going to start. Ryan Fitzpatrick, of course, got hurt against the Chargers. So that's going to elicit some concern. We also have to keep in mind, Taylor Heineke now is going to get at least a little practice. It'll be a short week of practice, but he'll get one or two practices in at least. And we can't forget, this is a guy that's shown to be capable running the Washington football team offense, including a very, very fine playoff performance, albeit in a losing effort against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year, where he played, I thought, very well in that football game. So this is not a guy that can't go in there and not, it's not like he can't go in there and play well. And like we said, we did see some flaws in that New York Giants defense here. So my initial lean is Washington. You know, we'll wait on it. We'll chew on it a bit. We'll see where the line goes. Let's see where the injuries are. But I'm certainly not in a rush to back the Giants after what I saw today.
I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't have a problem if Heineke would have been the starting quarterback of Washington. The kid showed a lot last year in that playoff game. I get it. I don't. And it was a good move bringing Fitzpatrick in. But, you know, listen, now Fitzpatrick is hurt and Heineke gets the job. And they paid him $8 million, I believe, at Bado for 2 years. So $4 million, the kid took the money. And, you know, he didn't have a really, you know, he was smart to take the money. 11 of 15 today, 122 yards. And a touchdown, three scrambles, Babano, 17 yards. He's not afraid to run and make a play. This kid, I've defended Daniel Jones a lot, Babano, over the years, but I don't even think it's out of the question to say that Washington have a better quarterback than New York do right now. Like you said, let's add the numbers up. The only thing is, and I'll throw in a second, but the only thing is, Babano, like if we add this up. Who's the better coach? Obviously, it's Ron Rivera.
Yes.
Right? Not even, all right, no, let's not waste time.
I don't think anybody can argue that.
Yeah, exactly. So next, who's the better defense? Well, we can't argue that, can we?
And by the way, Gabe, I got to jump in. You could talk about a potential matchup nightmare here. To think of the Washington defensive line, which against that Giants offensive line, which is in shambles right now, which was bad last year and didn't really show any signs of improvement today for the most part. I mean, that is a matchup issue that is going to cause the Giants problems. Their ability to block and pass protect, to say it could be compromised in this game, could end up being a massive understatement.
Like we said, like what if we're looking at like breaking it down? All right, coaching. Who's better coach? All right, we know Washington's got a better staff. Quarterback. All right. Well, we know defense. All right, advantage coach Washington. Advantage defense Washington. Let's talk about the offense. It'd be hard not to say advantage Washington. Even the Giants are just such a train wreck. The only caveat I was going to throw in here, Babano, was the fact that it's a division game. You know what I mean? You sort of throw out like, yeah, this team's better than the other. And all you need to know, look, last year, New York Giants on the road beat them 23-20. New York Giants beat them at MetLife 20-19. Two very similar style of football games. So I guess you could argue this is a double revenge spot. And I believe in revenge much more in college football. But in a situation like this, don't tell me, Babano, that the Washington football players don't know. Think of your Chase Young. You never beat the Giants. You've lost both games. Yep. That'll bother you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You're like, we're not losing. Like, we lost. We didn't beat these guys at all last year. So I don't like the revenge angle in pro sports, Babano, but I'm going to use it here, Babano. I'm sure you'd agree. This is a double revenge spot. It's even like, it highlights even more that they lost to them the last two times.
It definitely does. I'll throw out another minor concern here for the Washington football team. Their secondary got torched today by Justin Herbert. I mean, he threw the football.
Yeah, but Herbert's a badass, bro.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, the big difference. And the question for the Giants, so that's the critical part of this matchup for the New York Giants. Can they pass protect at all? Because if they can't pass protect worth a damn against one of the better defensive lines they're going to play this year, it's not going to matter the issues with the Washington secondary from today. Because the one thing the Giants do, I was impressed with Shepard, Slayton, and Golladay. I thought their receivers played pretty solid. even in the loss against Denver. I thought Shepard, Slayton, Golladay, the new, of course, acquisition in the offseason, I thought they all played well. They all made some really nice catches, especially Golladay. Golladay, there were some 50-50 balls that were up for grabs, and Golladay was coming down with those receptions more often than not. So I think the Giants' receiving core is a lot better, but it's not going to matter if this team along the offensive line that is a major problem for them can't block, can't pass protect what's going to be one of the best defensive front sevens they face all season. That's the critical part. If they can't pass protect, none of that's going to matter. And I have my concerns they won't be able to.
And that was the idiocy and the lunacy of taking Tony out of Florida. As you mentioned, Ben, and look, Golladay is a little deceptive in a sense because he didn't do anything at first, Ben. Like, you know what I mean? He had a couple of catches late in the game. But you notice, look, so they spent all that money on Golladay. All right, you spent a ton of money. You would have been better off spending a ton of money on an offensive lineman. You would have been better off spending a ton of money on a defensive back. But no, you wanted out, you got Golladay for some reason. All right, but like you said, you just said it, Ben, the guys that they had were already good. Like Sterling Shepard is not really a problem. You know what I mean? And you'll notice you give all this money to Golladay.
Fantastic.
And it ends up, Shepard ends up with 7 catches and 113 yards. Yep. I know. I used to kill the prop. Darius Slayton, nobody knows who the hell he is, but he's got a good chemistry with Jones. So same thing. 65 yards, and you're not paying him $21 million a year, and he gave you the same numbers that Golladay did. It's bad management with the Giants. You called it, too. It's the offensive line. And Daniel Jones has problems, but if you have a quarterback and you know, all right, our kid's good, he's got a good arm, he's very athletic, but he's got a problem under pressure, and he fumbles the ball. What do you do, Babano? You say, well, we better get him some damn good offensive linemen. You know what I mean?
And they haven't done a good enough job. Yep.
Yeah, and he runs for his life. And then I saw them, you see, runs for his life, and then he throws the ball up in the air and a wing and a prayer. Oh, man, they're in trouble. But it's early in the week now. I'm not giving a pick, Babano. But even though all logic dictates Washington here, as I stated, you saw how close those games were last year between these teams.
Yeah, I can't argue that. This isn't a bargain, on Washington, because I don't think it is the greatest bargain in the world. They're laying 4, and they had trouble, of course, with the Giants last year. But remember, Washington's coming in off a loss too. That's the good thing against the Chargers today. And I thought I still thought, considering they lost Fitzpatrick early in the game, tough situation to throw Heinicke in. The fact they battled right till the end, ended up losing 20-16. They were right there still. I think that's bodes well for them for a while. I'm not worried about Washington. I'm not concerned. I got a lot more concerns for the Giants coming out of their loss today than, say, Washington.
I can't disagree. I thought
I think the Chargers are going to be really good this year. Remember, we talked team by team, Gabe, you and I throughout the summer. I like the Chargers a lot.
Yeah, their win total was 9.5. I bet on them today. Yeah, it was pretty ballsy. Like, I took them in a teaser, but I also just took them to win outright as well. I said, you know what? I'm just taking them. So, we got 1 point. So, as we mentioned, the total in the Giant game is 42.5. I don't know. Like we just said earlier a couple of minutes ago, it seems every time I think there's no way there's going to be points in a football game. But one trend we've known over the years, Babano, is Thursday night football, it's not high scoring, right? There's no time. Like, you know what I mean? They don't really practice much. It's always a division game, or at least early in the first half of the season, whatever. You know what I mean? Division games. They know each other. I do remember those games, though. And I remember Washington could have won. They went for two. I think they missed the two-point convert. They went for two in that 2019 game. But these two teams just do play each other tough. And it's a big game, guys. It's early in the season, but every game counts, man. Doesn't matter. I hate that stuff when people think, it's just week one. It doesn't matter. The standings don't count the calendar, Babano. People like baseball, right? Like, the game in June counts in the standings in the same damn way the game on September 29th will. Right? And these teams, like, for people who don't get that, and in the football, it's only 17 games. Like, trust me, coaches do not want to be 0-2. More with Babano on the other side. The Late Night Anger Match from Crowd continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're kicking it Sunday, bloody Sunday, but you already know that. You also know we're kicking it with the one and only Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. So, Babano, I want to blast through the point spreads for week two, at least the ones that are posted. But before we do that, let's get into Monday night football. And I think it's cool that they're doing it in Las Vegas. You know, they built that new stadium, the Death Star Center. And they built that new stadium. They didn't have fans last year. And, you know, at times people can criticize Davis, Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, Al Davis' son. May Al Davis rest in peace. But he was pretty cool last year because they told him, listen, you can put some fans in here. And he said, no, it's not right. If we're going to do this, we're going to open a stadium for real with all the fans at once. I don't, you know what I mean? And a lot of owners just would have taken the money and said, all right, we'll put 5,000 or 10,000 in. So he said no. So I want to note that. I won the bet, Babano, their first game in the preseason. That was literally the first game with fans. And Gruden was 10-0 in week one's of preseason games. But I think it carries over here into week one of the regular season. And we've got a number. We've talked about it. Home dogs in week one on Monday Night Football are 38-19, guys. 38-19. It's a 67% clip. And I already like this game. I like this game. And you look at all the injuries with the Ravens, Babano. Right now, I'm seeing Raiders plus 4.5 at FanDuel. What's your opinion on Monday Night Football?
So I totally agree with being reluctant to lay the points on the road with Baltimore. I mean, we know the injuries. It's insane that the running back spot with Dobbins and with Justice Hill and, of course, now Gus the Polar Bear Edwards. I mean, all of them out. I mean, it's insane. They're basically calling former running backs off the street, you know, to suit up and be added to this roster. That's where they're at. Of course, Marcus Peters gets injured in training camp last week. The injuries are insane right now for this team. And I don't want to lay points with Baltimore, but I can't get out of my mind, Morenci, how every year in week one, John Harbaugh has his team ready to play. And they don't just beat teams. They beat them down every single year in week one. And that's a kind of track record when it's that strong where Baltimore's got this kind of success in week one. I don't really love going against that. So I don't have a strong feel on the side. I do like the game under. I think the under is worth a look here. The Raiders have a rebuild offensive line. They lost three Pro Bowl linemen in the offseason, and they're going to have to replace them. And I don't think Derek Carr in this offense is going to be as effective with all those new O-linemen in front of him. He's got to have a set O-line to be at his best. And now with these new faces, I can see them struggling a little bit offensively. But I think the defense for the Raiders is going to be a little bit better. As for the Ravens, you know, with all the parts out at running back, I could see them not putting up a ton of points. So
well, they don't have any wide receivers either, right? Like, I can't argue your total pick here. The only thing is if, like, Lamar Jackson just runs around and runs for two touchdowns and the Raiders hit a couple of bombs. Yep. But the place is going to be a madhouse in there. The Raiders aren't terrible. Like, the Raiders are the type of team, though, that that'll be in it and blow it late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're right about, like, I know what you mean. It's hard to have, like, 100 million percent confidence in it. No. Because I could totally see the Raiders being around, and, oh, there's a pick six with 4 minutes left.
Right.
Type of deal. I get it. But let's, you know, Baltimore's defense is stellar. We know this. So we know their defense is good. So it's not going to be easy for the Raiders to move the football. And I know, quite frankly, Babano, I question Baltimore's offense. You talk, we know about all the running back issues. Who do they have a wide receiver? So you got Hollywood Brown, you got Sammy Watkins, you got Mark Andrews. It's not terrible, but like they didn't,
Andrews seems to be Lamar Jackson's favorite target.
Yeah, well, that's his guy. Yeah. And they just gave Mark Andrews a ton of money, so they're going to use him. So
speaking of which, Raiders, I do like over receiving yards and anytime touchdown, Mark Andrews tomorrow night.
I think both tight ends could kill it.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
And we're usually advocate laying, I mean, at FanDuel, you see Lamar Jackson -155 right now, anytime touchdown. But guess what? I'd lay the price. I think he's at least scoring one. And Las Vegas is one of the worst teams last year giving up rushing touchdowns to quarterbacks. So there's another thing to factor in.
Piss me off a bit. I said on In-Game Live earlier tonight about the Rams-Bears game. I'm like, it's a tough game for props. And I actually hit a couple, but I didn't play it. I said, it's not, it doesn't sound sexy to say this, but I said, Montgomery always scores touchdowns. I said, this guy, they give him the ball. Like they just do. He scores touchdowns, this guy. Yep. But I'm more disciplined with Mato now. I slip up every now and then, but like I am more disciplined. And I couldn't justify taking a touchdown score against that Rams defense at -120, Babano.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like touchdown props, unless it's a sure shot guy.
I normally hate laying a price on touchdown
props.
Exactly. Yeah.
Give me a +135, +120. Like, exactly. I don't like laying money juice on props. It's like laying juice on a future. Like, I don't want to lay like over under 10.5 wins at -180. Man, I'm not laying a 180 and waiting to win a 180. Yeah. Right? Speaking of that, and I said that off the top of my head, Babano, because of the Bills. That's what it was. The Bills 10.5 for 11. 11 -110 or 10.5. I was disappointed on a list of disappointed list today, the Buffalo Bills. You know, I should say disappointed in the second half. They weren't great. Their offense sucked all day long.
Yes.
Their defense was good. And then in the second half, it finally caught up to them where the offense didn't do anything. And eventually Pittsburgh started to make a few plays. So the dam finally broke. Overall, I was disappointed in the Bills' performance. To me, they just didn't seem, I don't know, Josh Allen struggled, number one, and number two, sort of like the Chiefs early, Babano, they weren't ready to play. You know what I mean? It was just sort of that. I think the Bills bought their own hype a little bit. Hey, we're the Bills. We're going to show up. We're 6.5-point favorites. Pittsburgh sucked last year at the end of the year. And Pittsburgh don't suck. They're a competitive football team, but man, odds makers, man, they didn't back off. The Bills, I see 3.5-point favorites at Miami.
Yeah, exactly. Buffalo, certainly a coaching staff and a team that, look, a coaching staff to make adjustments and fix things that didn't go right in a loss. Sean McDermott and his staff are probably right up near the top of the list in terms of coaching staffs, I trust.
But it's not even adjustments, Babano. And you know I'm a Bills fan, so I saw it. It's not adjustments. It was execution.
Yeah.
As simple as that. It's not like, oh, we need to, oh, God, like we're our schemes. Like, no. It's like, dude, like Josh Allen missed open guys. Guys were sloppy. Like
there's some drop passes. Yep.
Drop passes. 100%. And also, dude, when they were up 10-0, they were acting like it was 30-0. Like on the sideline, everyone was laughing and smiling. Yeah. And like it was like, guys, like
60 minutes of football. I mean, 10-0 in the or late second quarter, whenever it was they scored. Yeah, that's nothing. You got to keep playing. And credit to Pittsburgh will have a very good defense this year. So I don't want to go overreactive to the struggles of the Bills' offense. They'll be probably better in the game against Miami next week. But let's give Miami credit. I mean, going to New England, winning on the road, Tua was solid for the most part. There was one play that he want back where he threw that in or chucked the football up. It was a really bad play on his part. Other than that, I thought he played well. The defense played well, forced turnover.
Yeah, but you know on that play, and I can't justify it. It was the Danny Dimes thing. I don't know why he's not the veteran quarterbacks will do it too, but man, Aaron Rodgers had a bunch of interceptions today too, and more than Tua did. Yeah. But I don't know why these guys, you're in the NFL, like why do you think it's a good idea just to sort of throw it up in the air? It's like a jump ball.
Yep.
But if on that play, guys, I talked about that play live. Tua was scrambling. He was under pressure. He got hit. Like, you know what I mean? So he was about to get killed. The whole play was awkward. Like, he dropped a snap. Then he ran for his life. He got hit. And he just sort of throws the ball up as he's getting hit. And because he saw somebody there. And it was one of those hot potato deals. Like, I don't know if you saw him, but like, it literally hit like five players. Like two dudes on the Patriots, like, bobbled it, didn't pick it off. Gesicki could have brought it in. He didn't. And, of course, it just landed in the Patriots' hands in the end because of the Patriots. Yep. And then, of course, the Patriots fumble a couple of plays later. So with that, that was the game. But I tell you, you look at that division, Babano, Miami were the only team that won. Buffalo lost. The Patriots lose, obviously, to Miami, and the Jets lose. So if you're the Bills, you can tell yourself, all right, guys, no harm, no foul. We go into Miami. We win this game. We're tied for first place, and everything's even in the division, and we move forward. You don't want to go 0-2 if you're the Buffalo Bills, bro. Imagine being 0-2 and the Dolphins are 0-2. You're down two games.
Yeah, it is. It's a big game. No question about that. If you lose this game, if you're the Bills, you're looking at a 2-0 Dolphins team and an 0-2 Bills team. Miami's a tough team for me to bet against right now, though, Morenci. I'll say that because, look, again, today against New England. Yeah, again today, they got outstatted. They more first downs for New England, more total yards for New England. Much like last year, Miami was losing the box score.
They just win.
Who got the money? Miami got the money today because they made plays. They made critical plays. They forced that critical red zone fumble late in the game with the game on the line. You know, the box score is not going to account for that. Making key plays at critical times. Miami does that. So this could be one of those teams where, look, everybody's going to be anxious. Fade Miami. They got outplayed, outyarded, outstatted by the Patriots. Yeah, but that was Miami last year, too. And guess what? They were a winning point spread team. So be careful with that stuff.
Yeah, you know what, Babano? The Denver Broncos, bro, won the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. They didn't outgain anybody ever. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't care. Exactly. It's not about we're not playing DFS here, which I don't have a problem with. Love DFS. But exactly, Babano. Like, you, some people go, look at Mac Jones threw for 281 yards. Yeah, because they were trailing and they were losing and he was throwing a ball around and it's a different game plan. You know, it's the same thing. Like I said, I don't emphasize that too much. People, I think, get too carried away. Stats, et cetera. So, speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, big win for them. They're laying 6 points to the Raiders right now. So, we haven't seen the Raiders play yet, but we got a number up about it. Pittsburgh minus 6.
Yeah, and of course, it'll be a short week with travel for the Las Vegas Raiders after the Monday night football game against Baltimore.
Very good point.
Yeah, we'll see how that fares. And 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, which means early start kickoff for the Pacific time zone West Coast team. So keep that in mind. The bottom line is, with this Las Vegas-Pittsburgh game, if Las Vegas looks terrible on Monday night, guess who's going to take money? Pittsburgh. If Las Vegas plays really good on Monday night, maybe upsets the Ravens, then it's probably going to hold around minus. I still don't think you're going to see a ton of Vegas money, but I don't think it's going to lead to Pittsburgh maybe going up to minus 7, whereas
that could be the case if the Raiders look bad
on Monday night football. Then I think you will see this line get pushed toward closer to a touchdown.
I'll tell you what, the New England Patriots are laying 3.5 at the New York Jets, and I don't like that hook part, but the Patriots are much better than the Jets, bro. Right? Like, the Patriots were in this game. They fumbled. They could have won the game.
They cashed a ticket against the Jets today. Now, a little fortunate to hang on at the end, but still Carolina got it done by just enough of a margin. I had minus 4. They won by 5. But Carolina controlled the game. They were the better team. I mean, they had the great control. Jets had that late touchdown to make it more respectable. That's the only reason it was as close as it was. Zach Wilson, I warned people, you know, nobody played on defense for the Packers in that one preseason game where he looked so good. And today he looked like a rookie quarterback. I know he had a couple of nice moments, but for the large part of that game at Carolina, he struggled today. Now he's going to have to face Bill Belichick's defense and his track record against rookie quarterbacks. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to go any better for him.
Yeah, coming off a loss as well. And another division game. Belichick doesn't want to go 0-2 in a division. There's some really big games early in the National Football League this year that I find interesting. You know, Saints are laying 2.5 at the Panthers. There's another divisional tilt. Big, big win for the Saints. And, you know, not a lot of respect being given right now, or maybe too much to the Panthers with the Saints laying 2.5. San Francisco 49ers, 3-point road favorites. Of course, Mostert gets hurt. Jason Verrett gets hurt. I don't know what it is with San Francisco and the injuries, man, but, man, that team is cursed. We talked about how terrible the Falcons were today. They're 13.5-point, and that was 12.5 before. This thing's just climbing and climbing and climbing everywhere. Buccaneers laying 13.5 to the Atlanta Falcons. But, Babano, we got to get out of here. Where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter, of course, at Babano. I think that number's cheap on San Fran first look, and I like over the total Tennessee-Seattle. People are betting like crazy already. I think that's a shootout.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Great stuff, Babano. We'll catch up with you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Gabe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Great stuff with Ian Cameron, AK Babano. All right, so listen, we're here to lay down. We got some good baseball talk coming up with a three-time champion, former general manager of the Vancouver Canadiens, who A-ball affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays and Oakland Athletics. It was like Oakland and Toronto, and you know what I mean? Like, you know, these affiliates will switch at times. But Jason B. Takafin's the man. This guy won three championships and, you know, could have climbed the ladder in the baseball world, but he became an executive with the UFC and smart guy. Smart baseball guy. He's been joining us every Sunday night all year. We'll talk a little Cy Young stuff. So, yeah, Max Scherzer, we've been talking football, but Max Scherzer today, well, you guys are watching football, if you didn't notice, Max Scherzer becomes just the 19th pitcher in baseball history to record 3,000 or more strikeouts. And, you know, Scherzer hasn't lost since he's been traded to Los Angeles. And my apologies to people in San Diego right now, because it's amazing. To me, that was like the turning point of the season almost for San Diego. You know, you're about to get Max Scherzer. You don't. The Dodgers do. And then Tatis gets hurt later in the day. It's a hell of a day. It was a hell of a weekend that weekend. But, yeah, Max Scherzer, you know, now he's the favorite to win the Cy Young. And I've been dead wrong about the Cy Young. It's like whack-a-mole. I keep, like, taking Cy Young guys, and they all get hurt. So, Gerrit Cole. I got Gerrit Cole to win the Cy Young. He's still favorite. So, that's the only guy I have in the American League. I got Gerrit Cole. I'm hoping that he can still win this thing. National League, I'm done. I got Walker Buehler and Zach Wheeler, both at plus 300 to win the Cy Young, except now Burns and suddenly Scherzer's the favorite. And, hell, I have money on Buehler and I have money on Wheeler, and if I was a voter, I'd vote for Scherzer. What can you say? But I want to say the New England Patriots guys are 3.5-point favorites against the New York Jets right now, okay? The number is going to go up. It's minus 125 at minus 3.5. It's going to go up. It's a short number. The Patriots are going to beat the Jets. I just played it at minus 3. I paid the juice. We bought the high point from 3.5 to 3. Week 2, first bet of the week is in. New England Patriots, minus 3.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.